Returning home, the challenge of managing the prison population has increased, according to the Irish Prison Service. There were 7,043 committals to prison last year. That's a 14.8% increase in the number for 2021. In its service strategy for the 4 years until 2027, published this morning, the prison service says that there is also evidence of an increase in the number of people committed to prison with severe mental illness. The number of sex offenders is also said to increase, and the prison service says providing interventions for this cohort will prove difficult to resource. Well, let's get some reaction to this from Saoirse Brady from the Irish Penal Reform Trust. She's Executive Director. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme. So what do you make of this service strategy from the prison service? Is it adequate to the challenges it's going to face?
Good afternoon, Brian, and thanks for having us on. I really welcome the IPS strategy today and the focus on people in it. Really, you know, there is a focus on prisoners themselves. It is talking about alternative pathways for prisoners. And I think that is welcome. But what we have to recognise is that the Irish Prison Service accept the people they are sent by the courts. They don't really have a choice in that. So they're only one piece of the puzzle. And we do have government policy that was published last year in terms of a review of policy options of prison and penal reform. And one of the key priority areas for that was to reduce the number of people who go to prison for 12 months or less for less serious offences. Mm-hmm. So we have that statement from the government that is their intention, but that is not what's being implemented on the ground, because we saw from the Irish Prison Service annual report last year, the number of people sent to prison for 12 months or less, it was about 3/4 of the committals. So you know, on the one hand, we do have more serious offences and people going to prison for that reason. But at the same time, there are other things we can do to reduce the overall number of people in prison.
I mean, we do know that there's chronic overcrowding in our prisons. That's been well documented. It's something you've spoken about in the Penal Reform Trust. But even if there was to be a significant change in sentencing policy in relation to sending people to prison, do we still need more prison places?
We wouldn't accept that we need more prison places. We need to be looking at alternative pathways that, like is set out in the IPS strategy. So we need to look at more community-based sanctions. And part of the reason for that is, I suppose, that everybody's aim is that we have safer communities. And what we know, what the evidence demonstrates, is that people who serve their sentence in the community and they are still serving a sentence are less likely to reoffend in future. And that's because they can maintain things like family relationships that mm-hmm. plays a huge part in not reoffending. They can maintain employment if they're in employment, and they can maintain accommodation. That was another thing that the prison service actually highlighted, was the number of people who were returning to homelessness when they're released from prison. And that is concerning.
Saoirse Brady, Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. We leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us.